I spend a lot of time talking with clients about the subject of what I call self-talk. And the Thanksgiving season, I think, is a good time to introduce that subject and be reminded of it. Self-talk is my way of referring to the habitual ways in which we talk to ourselves, even silently. A lot of people, I find, have fallen into habits over the years of negative self-talk. They are basically correcting themselves virtually all the time. Now, perfectionists do this because perfectionism is an attribute that leads them to always think of the things they're doing imperfectly. High responsibles talk to themselves all the time about, I should have done this better, I should have met that deadline, it was my fault, that person wasn't trained correctly, etc. But a lot of us have created a lot of habits of negative self-talk that do not necessarily come from attributes, but just from habit, from background, and likely from a lot of childhood spent with people who love you that were correcting you constantly. And so you continue to say things to yourself, and these are some of the ones that I hear a lot of. I am really bad at public speaking. And I hear that from people who've never tried it. They're just convinced they're bad at it. I'm not good with people. I'm not good with numbers. I'm disorganized. Now, any of these things can be true from an attribute standpoint, but are we constantly, beating ourselves up for things which basically is a self-fulfilling prophecy? We keep telling ourselves we're bad at numbers and therefore we're not very good at numbers. We keep telling ourselves we're bad at public speaking, so we never give it a try or work on the coaching that would get us to be better at it. Another form of self-talk that can really wear people down is as soon as and if only. In my first book, I talked about them as enemies and to be watched out for. As soon as I have a better job, as soon as I have more income, as soon as I have a bigger house, or if only we lived in a different climate, if only I could get my child into this school, if only I had an opportunity to try out this new occupation. As soon as and if only are constantly negative reminders to ourselves that the somehow outside circumstances are holding us back. So here's an exercise this Thanksgiving holiday season that might be helpful for you if you want to begin practicing positive self-talk. Make a list. It can be a short one. It can be a long one. I would love that. 5, 10, a dozen items to be really thankful for instead of what you wish you had, what you do have. I'm really thankful for the free country, the family I have, the spouse I have, the children I have, whatever. As specific as you want to be, just list a half a dozen to a dozen items and put it in your follow-up on your phone or on an index card on your mirror for the next week or two during this Thanksgiving holiday season to tune your brain into the positive self-talk. And gradually, each day, I think you'll find yourself turning more to that list and repeating that list, which will help counteract the negative self-talk habit. Good luck and happy Thanksgiving.